KSL News Time is 8:09. Another check of emergency triple team traffic on a Tuesday morning with lots of snow out there. Andy's in the KSL Traffic Center, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. What are you seeing?
I'm looking at a crash right now where it looks like a car lost control, smashed into the side barrier. This is on 215's east side, right after you go north from 6200 south, getting ready to head up the hill in on the east bench. Roads plowed again, but those shoulders are still pretty icy. Even on the roads that are plowed, like I-15, I've been looking at that between Draper and the South Interchange. People are still just kind of inching along those outside lanes, even though they're plowed, still very icy, and people are kind of losing control. Southbound I-15, no relief yet, going from 33rd South all the way down to 7200 South. Eric?
Still got slick conditions throughout Utah County on the northbound drive from Spanish Fork all the way to Point of the Mountain. We do have more accidents now on the southbound side, one at University Parkway in Orem, one before Center Street in Orem, and then one involving a semi that's over on the left shoulder now, about a mile before Center Street in Provo. Heather?
The congestion is thinning out just a bit in Davis County, but that doesn't mean your speeds will improve. You are still much slower than normal, less than 40 miles an hour from Clearfield all the way into downtown Salt Lake, with some areas almost at a standstill. Legacy Parkway also from the Farmington split all the way into Woods Cross will be stop and go, with low visibility in many areas due to fog. And then the West Side Belt is slowing down as well between Legacy Parkway and I-80 West. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to Salt Lake Home Show.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.